Yeah, so y'all in the house watching my episode number 12. I misspoke last week. I said episode number 10. It was actually episode number 11. Welcome to the Life and Football Podcast, baby. I'm your host, Mike Fee. On
And
the football, I used to split your wig. Go ahead, C-Mo.
this your boy, C Mo, straight coming out of Bartow, baby.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, I want to thank y'all for y'all support. I want to thank y'all for everything y'all doing and y'all listening to us. And y'all, please invite more people to come out and listen. And today we want to talk about a little bit of that transfer portal. And I guess this kind of wouldn't have happened or then resolved after the guys and got to the school. Okay, we're gonna start off with Mr. Tate Martell. Tate Martell, as you all know, he was the number one recruit coming out of Nevada. The school out of Las Vegas is one of the top, Bishop Gorman, one of the top schools. Y'all may have seen that school on this show, Snoop. That's the first time I actually heard of it, was with Snoop Dogg's son, and it was actually a little straight little show they used to have. Snoop Dogg's son, who actually ended up signing to UCLA, but now he didn't quit football and trying to do his acting thing. But Tate Martell, that's the school he went to. I don't know if he was there at the same time Snoop's son. I don't think he was there. But Tate Martell was a top quarterback coming out of the nation, and Gatorade Player of the Year coming out of Bishop Gorman, and he went initially to Ohio State University, and he went there because of Urban Meyer. And he said that himself, he actually went there because of Urban Meyer, and he then left, and now he's at the University of Miami throwing up that U, baby, down here, South Florida, Dade County. And what I gotta say about it is, at first, I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of hating on the move. I kind of wish he stayed at Ohio State. But then this is something me and Seymour always talk about too. Why don't you go to a school and stay at the school you want? But in the first place, y'all ain't gotta be picking these top dog schools. I'ma go to Ohio State, Notre Dame. I mean, like some of these schools ain't even top Notre Dame, but they actually are, but not really. Clemson, Florida State. You could easily go to a South Florida, Central Florida, excuse me, Memphis, Toledo. Now, just imagine if Tate Martell would have went to a school like that. He would have been starting straight out of the gate. They would have threw, like I told Simo before, that with a guy like that coming in, they're gonna throw a parade when you coming in the door. Because all this hopscotching around school, me and Simo done did that, but we did it because we really ain't have no choice. We wasn't no top dog crews. Me and C-Mo both, we went to junior college because we had to go to junior college. Then we went from junior college, we went to D1 schools. Not because we had no scholarship there, but we walked on at D1 school. He went to South Florida. I went to Cincinnati. I left Cincinnati and went to Alabama State. Now, C-Mo actually had a scholarship at Jacksonville State, but he left South Florida and went to Nicholls State. South Florida, and he went to Nicholls State. And one thing I can tell y'all about that experience is, when you realize at the end of the day, it's all about just playing ball. At the end of the day, it's all about playing ball. And with you being a top dog recruit, you're gonna get the top shine because you're coming in as a starting quarterback anyway. So, I mean, make great choices coming out the gate. That's just like me and Simo. Well, now we got financial situation where it's not the best because we ain't make the best decisions for our family coming out the gate. So when you start off great, you're gonna finish great. That's just like when you're working out. If you come out there sluggish, piss poor, you really ain't trying, you're gonna finish the same way. But if you come out there grinding, trying your hardest, you're gonna finish great. Now back on this topic with Tate Martell, I said all that just to say this. If he would have made a different choice coming out instead of trying to follow Urban Meyer, yeah, we know you're the top quarterback, but you ain't got to go to the top school. that you're like, some of y'all guys, y'all ain't got to be going to some of these schools. Yeah, I'm gonna go to Kentucky. Kentucky? You might as well stay down here and go to FAU. Well, South Florida, none of them, man, offer me, man. Kentucky was on FAU, FIU right there. I know, fam, you love to have you. Sometimes you got to make different choices, but all in all, I think Tate Martell gonna do his thing at Miami. I think that's gonna be a perfect fit for him, honestly. I know, I'm pretty sure he's gonna be the starting quarterback, and I believe he's gonna take that offense to another level as well, man. Tate Martell, he gonna do his thing down there in Miami. That's something I truly believe. I think he's gonna do his thing. What you got, Simo?
Oh, I believe he's gonna ball. And I'm like you said, man. The quarterbacks, if I'm a quarterback, I need to see who the top dogs is with me, who the top dogs that went in before me, and who the top dogs coming after me. You just can't be looking at this thing like it's all about me. No, it ain't. It's about everybody within a year, in your same year, the year above you, and the year after you. And depending on the way you swing that cookie, maybe even the year after that year. So you need to be aware of who everybody is stunting. And if you picked Ohio State, man, and if somebody else ready to challenge you, you see how Justin Fields went over there. He was ready to, hey, I'm finna come over and take that. So Tate got smart. And I respect Tate on that move. He got smart. No, it ain't need no need to sit here and battle. I know they finna try to fake me out. So he went to Miami. So the boys, when he get to Miami, they already know what time it is. That's Tate's spot. You know that's Tate's spot. Unless that quarterback that I done heard real good down there take over. And I heard his one real good. If he do his thing, then it might be a battle. But I just think Tate gonna have that spot. And like you said, there's so many other schools a person can go to. You don't even have, you can even go to a South Carolina if you're the top QB. But it now South Carolina has a quarterback, so that might have been a good move. But on most years, you can go to them schools like that, or South Carolina or Vanderbilt. Man, they'll love to have you. And you'll still be playing big boy ball. You'll set the program up by 15 years just by you going there. Now you going to Ohio State, the program just still stay where it's at. But you go like a Vanderbilt, South Carolina, man, you change their whole atmosphere. Now, it's just like when all the running backs go to a certain school. Man, if you ain't just that much better than that boy, and I know you done seen him out there practicing, if you think your cuts ain't just a little bit better, or your speed ain't just a little bit better, you better hold that down and be thinking about where you can go. Like Fig said, you got all these smaller schools that's really getting all this, getting love now. Like the running back from FAU, if he would have ran like a 4.4 or 4.3, well, you know that speed kill anyways, but if he would have ran that, he'll be way high up. But it don't even matter. He performed so well in year one and year two of Lane Kiffin that it's a wrap. That man good is gone. He gonna get drafted, and they say the Chicago Bears want him. Now this little FAU. Now I'm saying that because it was a running back that was on Last Chance U from Michigan. What if that Michigan running back would have took himself to a smaller school, like say he's from that area, and he would have went to Central Michigan or Eastern Michigan? He would have been the man. They'd have handed that ball to him 5,000 times just for him to sign.
Hold on right there. Hold on right there, C-Mo. Now, see, y'all see what C-Mo just said? That he went to East Mississippi to JUCO. That's on Last Chance U. Y'all go check it out. They also had a quarterback on Last Chance U who ended up there because he got in a situation at Florida State. Now, listen to all these schools I'm finna say that this guy went to. What is that? Is his last name Franklin Seymour?
Yeah, that's Frank. Franklin was on there. There's a lot of Florida State quarterbacks. Franklin was on there.
No, Johnson. What is
Yeah.
that? Deion. DeAndre Johnson?
Nah. Yeah. That's him. That's him.
Johnson. Okay. Not you had Franklin. You had two quarterbacks there from Florida State, right? Yeah,
Yep.
Franklin and Johnson. Now, just imagine if them boys would have went to a different school. One went to Tulane, Troy. You ain't got to go jump straight at no Florida State. I know everybody want that limelight, the big time, but trust me, when you get at these other schools, them schools are nice, man. They are beautiful. You're still playing big time ball, and you're coming in as the man. All right, now both of them guys, they went left Florida State. They end up going, well, Franklin, he left Florida State, went to JUCO, left JUCO, went to Auburn. That's a lot of hopping around, man. Now,
Then left Auburn and went to FAU.
then left Auburn, went to FAU. All right, now, Johnson, he got kicked out of Florida State pretty much. I ain't gonna get on that topic, what he had, you know, what he went down, but he got, you know, he had to leave Florida State. He left Florida State because he got in some criminal, you know, criminal problem. But he left Florida State. He ended up at that JUCO in East Mississippi. He left East Mississippi, went to FAU. Yeah, actually, the games he played in, he bowled too. Now he did his thing when he played. Now he didn't left FAU. Now he at Texas Southern, which is, I think, a great, a perfect opportunity for him. Now, just imagine, and y'all, everybody who don't know, Texas Southern is a black college, HBCU, that's located in Houston, Texas. They are in the SWAC conference. Texas Southern, they got a pretty decent fan base. They play in a nice stadium. Actually, a pro soccer team playing that stadium they play in. So, man, it's actually a nice little atmosphere. You're in Houston, big boy city. You're getting your limelight. You got some Texas ballers around you, and you're doing your thing. Now, just imagine if Johnson wouldn't have went to Florida State. Just imagine he would have went to somewhere like a Texas Southern, straight out the gate, or Texas State, even say, or Georgia State. He would have came in, a four-star quarterback, starred, big time. They would have loved that, man. But no, everybody got to go big time. Everybody want to go prime time. I mean, you ain't necessarily got to do that. Everybody, y'all think me and C-Mo want to go to JUCO? Don't nobody really want to go to JUCO. But sometimes, you know, now me and C-Mo, we ain't have no choice, really. That was a great option for us because we ain't have no big offers like them guys. But they end up going to a JUCO when they should have went to another school out the gate. Not saying that to down yourself and say, oh, I can't compete with these guys. No, go get yourself in some better situation, man. You ain't got everybody gotta go ain't gotta go out there and, oh yeah, I'm finna go out to Florida State, this and that. Now you got Johnson, he more likely he gonna be the star. Now look at this. Johnson, he finna be the starting quarterback at Texas Southern, hands down. Tate Martell, more likely he gonna be the starting quarterback at Miami. Then you had my man who went to Georgia. Which I don't think, you know, now he came in, I loved him. Seymour actually gave him major love too. Well, what's his name? Seymour, number one, who went end up going to Ohio State. Justin Fields. Now look at that. Justin Fields. Now he left one
Justin
big school
Fields.
to another big school. But I mean, just look at that, man. Justin Fields, just imagine he'd have went somewhere. And I said this in another podcast before. Just imagine if Justin Fields would have went somewhere like Georgia Southern, Georgia State. Man, he'll be out there bowling right now, starting quarterback. At the gate. I'm talking about the whole state of Georgia already was trying to, yeah, they
At
got
the
some
gate,
on
start.
Netflix called some QB. QB1 or something like that. But y'all go check that out, man. Y'all will see Justin Fields was getting major love on that QB1. He was getting major love. The Elite 11 quarterback. You know, that Elite 11 quarterback, them the top quarterbacks in the nation. He was in that. So he went to Georgia. He did his thing, but he was behind another quarterback that was on QB1 from who was starting quarterback for Georgia. Come on, man. Just It's everybody got a different situation, but everybody, you ain't got to go to the top dog school. Jalen Hurts, yeah, he went to Alabama, but guess what? When he went to Alabama, he started, he played hard and he started, but guess what? He still had to end up transferring. Now that situation different because Jalen Hurts graduated. So if you graduate, I can't knock you for that because you tried.
And check this, your boy didn't jump ship right when he know the position was gone. He stayed, fought
Yeah,
it out,
yeah.
and said, nah, I'm gonna
Who
go
else you
get
got out
three
there,
before I
Simo?
leave. See, I wanna tell us, I can't say his last name correct, but I'm gonna say his first name the right way. He was at USF. I'm gonna call him Chris O. I can't say his last name right, but Chris, he was at USF. That really, he came there for Willie Taggart offense. I believe if Willie Taggart would have been there, that would have been his job. He wouldn't have had to worry about no Blake Bortles. Not Blake Bortles, but whatever quarterback, Blake, whoever the quarterback is at South Florida right now, Blake. Blake Barnett. Blake Barnett. So Chris would have been starring running that Willie Taggart offense to the T, bowling. But it didn't go down that way. So he decided, he got smart. He said, man, I know I'm good. I know I can play ball. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go ahead and go to
Not
Samford.
Stanford, y'all. He said
Samford. That's
Samford,
in
which is a pretty
Alabama.
big boy
That's a
school, too. Now go ahead,
D1AA.
Simo.
Yep, they in Alabama. And man, I believe he finna go there and ball. He finna shine, show what he got, and still get an opportunity to go to the NFL if it presents itself. But I think he placed himself in a very awesome situation. Then you got a quarterback from my hometown, Bartow. And well, I know he went to Lakeland Christian. I want to say from Bartow, but he went to Lakeland Christian. And he's at he went to Florida Atlantic. I mean Florida International. So he at FIU. And when he at FIU, he was getting some playing time, but it wasn't like he wanted. So he decided that he was gonna leave. I think he graduated as well. And now he's at Wagner University in New York. I believe it's in New York. And he should have a great opportunity to showcase his skills and get the opportunity at the NFL. So that's two guys who pick lower level schools, but all you got to do is shine. All you do is got to shine, and them boys gonna come get you. So the schools, yeah, the schools matter sometimes, but the schools really be, I believe, to make y'all ego feel good. Like I did it at Ohio State. Who cares where you did it at if you get to the NFL and you play 15 years? I don't care if you did it at JUCO City America for 4 years. Baby, if you get that league and you do your thing, that's all that matter. That's all that matter. Because y'all seen that, how you say his name? Cardale Jones, whatever. That was at Ohio State. He was the third man on the depth chart, and he the only one in the NFL that's the real quarterback. Now they had all these play quarterbacks in front of this man. Now they was good. B. Miller, he a wide receiver now in the league. The other quarterback, I don't even think he. Oh, he might be with the Saints, maybe, or the practice squad, but still. None of them are not real quarterbacks. This man a real quarterback in the NFL only because both of them boys went down. So, what if he would have went to Toledo and had Toledo from day one? Man, that man would have been a first-round draft pick. He wouldn't have had nothing to worry about but slinging that ball everywhere. So, really, you got to find schools that, man, can give you that ego thing that you want. But at the same time, it give you that, it let you put up your stats so you can get looked at, man. And then they gonna give you good coaches. It ain't like sorry coaches at these schools, because everybody trying to have the best coaches in America. So every school that's kind of tradition for being good, man, they got good coaches being there. You got Troy coach just took West Virginia job. So you got these coaches in good spots. So guess what? Now the next coach come to Troy, he going to be thinking, okay, I ball here, I'm gone. You got a coach at Central Florida and South Florida. You ball here, you gone. So you go to any of them schools, yeah, man, you could have went to a Cincinnati. You could have went to anything in the AAC in that American League and ball. You just got to find the right school close where you live at if that's what you want, or far from where you live at. But you got to find the right school that can put you on, man. All these big boys got 1,000 more quarterbacks of you waiting. Yeah, you special, but they got another special one next year, and he actually better than you. But you so crunking yourself that you don't believe that. Now, you see it. You know that boy fight. If he commit and you done committed, man, you better take your butt somewhere else. I'm here now trying to fight, think you the big dog, and you don't never see the field. Never see it. Never. So, man, you got to pick the right schools, man. Y'all can't be leaving these that the AACI. You can't be leaving the MACI. You can't be leaving the SWACI. Shoot, you can't be leaving none of these small schools out, man. You got to always be looking for schools that can bless you right out the gate. You ain't got to go sign with the Gators when you can go sign with USF or UCL. You ain't got to sign with UCLA when you can go sign with Fresno State level down a little bit. And you ain't even leveling down a little bit. You taking Carolina State. But Cal got a lot going on.
I mean, so just like you said, man.
But, yeah.
Freely okay, think about you, the school and the situation. And we said this before. Don't go to no school just because of the coach. Me and C-Mo, we actually said this in the podcast before. Don't go to no school because no coach. Urban Meyer going to leave. Jimbo Fisher going to leave. Willie Taggart, he was at Oregon 1 year left. He left South Florida. Because guess what? They want the best opportunity and the best situation for themselves. So put yourself in the situation. Oh, I'm going to go because they got that high-powered offense. Come on, man. That's why I love to move this quarterback. He signed to Maryland. I think his last name LaGrange or something like that. But, he signed to Maryland. He a top quarterback now.
Yeah, that's him.
People think he was going to go to Florida State. Really, a lot of people thought he was going to go to Florida State. But he ended up going to Maryland. And I heard a few people with some grumbling. Because, of course, I live here in Tallahassee. So I'm listening to 97.9, the Jeff Cameron show. And he real big on Florida State. They promoted Major. He said, I can't believe he chose Maryland over Florida State. What is the real coming to? What the real coming to? That was a great choice what that man made. Now watch this, and it's a linebacker from Garvey High School who signed to Maryland too. People thought he was going to sign in Florida, Georgia. I think Alabama had offered him too. But he went ended up signing to Maryland. I can't remember his name right off. He wore number 10 at Garvey though. But he going to Maryland. I think them great choices, man, because you getting big-time experience. That's just like if I'm coming out of the state of Florida and I got maybe, say, like a FAU, FAMU, Georgia State now offer me, and Indiana now offer me, too. But the Gators now finna get ready to offer me just, you know, on signing day. They talking about offering me on signing day. Why am I going to play myself when Indiana they offer me? I'm going to take my butt up to Indiana University, which they got a nice campus and a real nice stadium, and you playing in the Big Ten. So why am I wait around for the Gators to offer me on signing day and I'm really not sure if they're going to do this because I know for a fact the school do that because Florida State did a kid out of Quincy, Florida named Derrick Kelly like that. Derrick Kelly, he was getting ready to sign with either North Carolina or LSU. LSU came on late. All of a sudden, Florida State talking about, yeah, we're going to offer you on sign off. I mean, offer you the night before, which they did. They offered him the night before signing. I mean, the day before signing day. To me, that's just crazy. They bought him over on a visit and all that same day. That's crazy to me, even though that's kind of disrespectful, too. Like, oh, something, because something must have went wrong. Oh, all of a sudden, now y'all going to offer me a scholarship? But come to find out, I thought that was kind of strange.
Because
I got some family over there in Quincy. I'm from Quincy, and I got a little connections. And to know, and when I heard it, I was like, hold on, man, this seems kind of strange. Like, this man finna sign a Florida, he about to sign, but Florida State gonna offer. But to find out, come to find out, this normal things that colleges do, especially on big time college, this is something they do. And that was my first time hearing it then. That might have been 2014 when I heard that. 2014. But that like January, I think. January 2014 when I heard about that. But that was kind of crazy to me. Man, y'all gonna sit. Now everybody want that big time shine, but man, I'm finna go on and sign with a North Carolina or Kentucky. Or, like I said, Indiana University. And I'm finna ride it out. I know a lot of people, they be waiting on Ohio State. They be waiting on them Notre Dame, LSU. Man, I'm finna go and take my butt to a school, Arkansas State, and they offer me. Guess what? Now I'm gonna weigh it out. That dog, Florida State, and offer me. But I play DB. I know I'm going to get a better shot at the league at Florida State. So, okay, dog, I got Florida State, Arkansas State, and Bethune-Cookman. Man, you know what? I'm going to go to Arkansas State. No disrespect to Bethune-Cookman. But, hey, I ain't going to go out here and try to play myself at no Florida State. Yeah, I'm going to be in that home state. And I'm trying to ball, but, man, they bringing in top dog recruits as a top dog recruit. You go to Arkansas State, you the only top dog recruit that came in for that year. So, man, y'all got to start making more precise decisions and more thoughtful decisions that's going to help you in the long run. Ooh, I like that what you said.
A career-making decision. Okay. Don't look at that as no, I'm a five star, I'm this, I'm that. No, a career making decision, okay? They bring in five star quarterbacks year after year after year. This school ain't never seen a five star nothing. Man, I'm gonna take my butt there. The offense was killing the conference. They number one in offense. Man, why you ain't going there? You gonna light it up. They ain't going to know what to do with you. You're going to set the record books on 5x10. Man, y'all better wake up and smell this coffee. Wake up and smell the Kool-Aid. Wake up and smell that sneaker or that Reese cup. You better wake up and smell something, man. And get on this on the right page or a winning career. Man, you could be 3-0, 4-0 at them schools quick. Putting up 50, 60 touchdowns a year, man. The conference ain't never seen a quarterback like you, other than when they go play them big boy conferences. Shoot, you'll make your coach turn into Superman after that. Now you done got a whole coach career on fire now because you done lit it up. They asked him what's the secrets, why everybody want to come to Arkansas State now. I don't know. I just had one come in and 2 years later, another one came. Then 2 years later, another one came. They just do it in 2 year spans. Mm-hmm. But you got to pick the right schools, man. It's a career move, man. Because if you ever realize Georgia had.
And guess what? All of them would have been there at one time. How many? It was at one point, all of them would have been there at one time. Yep.
Yep. Last year, all of them would have been there. Last year, all of them would have been there one.
What sense that make, man?
They're like, and them three five stars and
what finna make me? What gonna make me say, oh, they not already got all. Two? Because that other, when that guy signed, before he signed, he was still there. He committed. He had committed because Justin Fields ended up going to Georgia early. Ain't no way I'm finna say, man. Oh, yeah, I'm finna go to Georgia,
Kirby
man.
Smart,
they already got two fights. Two what? If I'm his dad, I'm gonna be like, hey, bro, no, we ain't finna do that. You a five-star quarterback? Just imagine he'd have went somewhere like a Troy. No, man, sorry. Like I said, they gonna throw you a parade. Sooner he signed, the whole school, the whole city talking about it. Boy, y'all know Justin Fields coming here? What? Yeah, Justin Fields from Georgia. Georgia State. Man, they would have shut the whole city of Atlanta down. I'm talking about this is a big boy city. Yep. Just call you.
How
here.
Many games would have been on TV?
And guess what? Seymour not lying about that now. Cause guess what?
Mm-hmm.
When now I'm finna give y'all some names. These people I know a little kind of personally, but I got familiar with them at Alabama State. Tavares Jackson. All these guys went to Alabama State. They transferred. I'm going to tell you the school they transferred from. Now, Tavares Jackson, he left the University of Arkansas. Y'all could go look it up. He played in the league, too. He got drafted. Tavares Jackson left Arkansas, the Razorbacks, and came to Alabama State. Now, yeah, he's from Montgomery. But when he got there, man, he came in as a starter when he transferred. I'm talking about more of their games was played on ESPN. It was on ESPNU, but still, a lot of their games was played on ESPNU. Just because him coming. Michael Cole transferred from Arkansas as well. Not around the same time that your boy Jackson. But Michael Cole, he transferred because his daddy, Charlie Cole, was the head coach of Alabama State at that time. Now, Mike Cole came when I was playing. Mike Cole transferred in and as a cornerback, started straight out the gate. I'm talking about, I remember the scouts being out there and all. The New York Giants used to stay out there. I mean, they didn't draft him in there after the Colts actually drafted him. But just imagine now, if these boys would have went to a different school straight out the gate. They got the size and all. Isaiah Crowell, he was the number one running back coming out of his class. He might have been the number one player coming out of his class. Isaiah Crowell, he's in the NFL right now playing for the New York Jets. Isaiah Crowell, he got kicked out of Georgia. He might have didn't get kicked out of Georgia. Something happened at Georgia. Well, I think they were going to have him sit out for a year or something like that. He ended up going to Alabama State. That man came in, started. He played 2 years and dipped. He actually had one more. It's crazy because he actually had one more year left to play at Alabama State. He left Alabama State. I mean, he left the Georgia Bulldogs with Alabama State, played ball there, and he got drafted by the Cleveland Browns. Now, just imagine if all these guys don't go to these top dog schools and do like what me and C-Mo saying, which they ended up smaller schools anyway. You still gonna, like Simo said, if you ball out, they gonna find you. And they still, now maybe, their name got a little bit more notice because they was at, Georgia, Arkansas, whatever. But these guys came in, well, Isaiah Crowell, he hadn't even did number 1 year at Georgia. And he was SEC freshman of the year or something like that. He did 1 year. So he had to play 2 years at Alabama State. Just imagine if he would have left, because he from Columbia, Georgia. Now, just imagine he would have went to Alabama State straight out the gate. I this just personally, just me. I still think he would have got drafted where he got drafted at. Man, hey, y'all better start thinking and be more mindful of y'all choices, Well, hey, we want to thank y'all for listening to the Life and Football podcast. This is episode number 12, man. Put the word out there. Let them folks know. Hey, man, them boys talking about some serious business over there, man. And it's actually an entertaining podcast to listen to. You can, you know, be doing your workout or cleaning up around the house, and there'll be something for you to, you know, good to just listen to while you, you know, doing your little daily task, man. You might, you know, might be looking through some paperwork or whatever. But, you know, hey, we want to thank y'all, man. Life and Football Podcast. Check us out on Twitter at Life and Ball. Y'all can also email us, man. Y'all send us something what y'all want us to talk about or whatever. That's at lifeandfootball2020@gmail.com. Simo, what you got, baby?
Nah, man, hey, holla at us. Check us out. 24/7, baby. Get at us.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.